From Spark and Anvil and Riddle Realm, this is Veil and Twist in Chapter 1 of the Riddle Realm cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
There were two kinds of riddles that hid their answers not in logic, but in language itself, and the two friends who loved them best were as different as a costume and a coin. Vale wore a long, shimmering cloak and loved to dress plain things up as mysteries.
Twist carried a little two-headed coin and loved the moment a single word flipped to show its other face. "I hide things behind disguises," said Vale, drawing the cloak close. "And I hide them behind sounds," said Twist, flipping the coin. "Watch, we'll show them both."
Vale went first and unfurled a riddle like a magician's cloth. "I have a face and two hands, but no arms at all. I run all day and never move an inch. What am I?" The listeners frowned. A face? Two hands? Something alive, surely. Something with a face and hands. And that was exactly the disguise working. "That's the whole art of me," said Vale, delighted. "I take a completely ordinary thing and I dress it up. I describe it in words that make it sound like something grand and strange and alive. And you solve me not by logic, but by seeing through the costume to the plain thing underneath." "A face, two hands, runs all day, never moves." A listener's eyes went wide. "A clock." "A clock," said Vale, sweeping the cloak aside to reveal it. An ordinary wall clock, suddenly obvious. Its face, its two hands, running all day, going nowhere. Nothing magical at all. Just a clock in a fancy cloak. That's a metaphor riddle. The answer is always something you know perfectly well, hiding in a description that dresses it up as a mystery. See past the costume, and there it plainly is.
Then Twist flipped the little two-headed coin and offered a different kind entirely. "What has a bark but no bite, a trunk but no suitcase, and leaves but never arrives?"
The listeners groaned, a happy, dawning groan, because they could feel the trick coming. "This is my kind," said Twist, grinning. "I don't dress a thing in a costume. I hide a second meaning inside a single word, and the answer lives in a little snap when it flips." Twist flipped the coin. "Bark, you think of a dog, but it's also the skin of a trunk, you think of luggage, but it's also the body of a leaves, you think of leaving, but they're also the green things on a tree," three listeners said at once, groaning and grinning together. "A tree," Twist agreed, catching the coin. Every clue was one word wearing two meanings at once, bark, trunk, leaves, each one flipping from the thing you first pictured to the thing about a tree. The joy isn't in solving it exactly. It's in that little snap, that groan and grin, when the word turns over and shows you its other face. Language is a toy, and this is my favorite way to play with it.
The two friends stood back, one with a cloak full of disguised things, one with a pocket full of double-faced words, both grinning at the same delighted, groaning crowd. "Good disguise," said Twist. "Good snap," said Vale. There is a special giggling joy in the riddles that hide inside language, the metaphor that dresses a clock up as a living mystery, and the pun that packs two meanings into one small sound. They teach you something sneaky and wonderful about words, that they're not fixed, single, serious things, but slippery, playful, double-faced toys you can turn over and over to find new faces. And once you can see through Vale's costumes and hear Twist's double meanings, the whole of language becomes a playground full of hidden clocks and double-faced words, waiting for anyone who likes to look and listen a little sideways.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501(c)(3) public charity.
apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Veil and Twist. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.